Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, you might remember Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan touched down in Florida just a couple of weeks ago, and hours earlier they had left Romania, where they were facing charges of human trafficking and forming an organised criminal group. The brothers are also being investigated in the UK on allegations of rape and human trafficking. Now, Andrew Tate is well known on social media for his particular brand of modern masculinity, and many are concerned he won't return to Europe to face any of these charges. Well, joining me now is Jackie Goddard, who's a journalist with the Sunday Times. Hello, Jackie. Thank you for being with us.
Hello.
Many people are likely familiar with Andrew Tate's name and his brother, Tristan, maybe a little less so. Will you just give us some background on the Tate brothers, who they are and what they do?
Yes. Andrew Tate is a former professional kickboxer. He's a self-described misogynist, and he's built up over the years this massive social media influencer profile. He has 10 million followers on X. His brother Tristan has 4 million. They're vocal supporters of Donald Trump. They've been banned for the kind of things they say and do on TikTok, YouTube and Facebook for hate speech, for misogyny, for comments like women bear responsibility for sexual violence. And then in 2022, they were arrested in Romania. They're accused as sex traffickers for rape, for sex with minors. There's still an ongoing criminal investigation there. And what's extraordinary about some of this is that they bask in this profile. They bask in this kind of identity as kings of the what they call the manosphere. Andrew Tate, he's a self-declared pimp. He calls himself the king of toxic masculinity and one of the most dangerous men on the planet. And that is the part that worries authorities most.
Mm-hmm. Now, since he arrived in Florida, since they both arrived there, what has been happening? Because they weren't universally welcomed.
Yeah. So let me tell you about the welcome. First of all, I was at the Fort Lauderdale Executive Airport when they flew in. Their private jet was one of the most or the most tracked aircraft on flight radar apps online as it moved across from Romania towards Florida. There were that many people wondering what's going on and why are they coming here. And when I was at the airport and I was checking which terminal this little private jet was going to be flying into, and one of the staff at the airport said, "Oh, wait, is this the special people?" The background to this is that there is a character in the Trump administration called Richard Grenell, or Rick Grenell. He's a special envoy to Donald Trump, and he back last month had expressed interest at an international the Munich Security Conference. He'd been asking U.S. authorities about the Tate brothers, and has had put pressure on Romanian authorities for their release, for the travel ban that has held them in Romania while they're under investigation and prosecution, for that travel ban to be lifted. That's how they came here. After they landed, the governor of Florida, who is a Republican, Ron DeSantis, expressed dismay as well. His attorney general said, "We will use every tool to ensure justice is served. If they've done anything here, we'll execute the full force of the law. We have zero tolerance for violence and sex trafficking and rape." Mm-hmm. But the thing is, there is this political dynamic here, which is curious about it too, that there's a lot going on between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis that is kind of part of the lever behind this.
But Jackie, they have said, "We will go back to Romania and face those charges." There are plenty who doubt that that will happen. But then you also have these calls in the UK for them to be extradited there. So what does the future hold for them?
Yes, and that warrant for extradition in the UK, my understanding is that that can't come into play until after Romanian proceedings are complete. And as you say, they are due back in Romania. They're due for a court hearing, I believe, March the 23rd. And the Tates have said openly, yes, we'll be going back for that. But there's a lot of speculation, obviously, you know, can we trust their word on anything? The Home Office has said it can neither confirm nor deny whether there will be further action against the Tates in terms of steps towards that extradition. But certainly there's been strong calls on Keir Starmer to proceed with extradition. And Yvette Cooper, the Home Secretary, has said they're exploring legal options. And the reason for this is that there are at least four victims, alleged victims in the UK. There are four women who have filed lawsuits in the High Court against the Tates for rape and sexual assault. And it's Bedfordshire Police that have a warrant for their arrest. So that element of their story is a real wait and see, because when we get to March the 23rd, it's going to be a question of where are the Tates? Did they go back to Romania or are they now effectively on the run?
OK, well, that's the next big date coming up in 10 days' time. Jackie, in the meantime, thank you very much for speaking to us. Jackie Goddard there, journalist with the Sunday Times. Now, Nevin Maguire will be live in the studio shortly with his Irish classics with the Nevin twist. That's on the way. But next, we'll be talking about those poor old astronauts who are floating around lost in space.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.